Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville Police Chief Dan Lasada about the hiring of a new lieutenant, about the promotion of a new lieutenant, and a change in the way that shift schedules are organized in the Knoxville Police Department.
A change in the way that shifts are organized for the Knoxville Police Department. Tell us about that, Chief.
We currently work a 6-on-2-off schedule, but working 6 days in a row is hard for some officers, so they were looking for something different. The officers did some research and looked at 12-hour work schedules. And with the 12-hour schedules, you never work more than 3 days on before having at least 2 days off. The advantage of the 12-hour schedule is also in a 14-day period, you're working 7 days instead of 10 days under the 6-2 schedule. We decided to go do it, try this for now. We're going to do a 6-month trial of the 12-hour shift and see how they work for the police department. But by doing that, we're now going to have a shift that has no supervision. One of the night shifts will never see a supervisor under the current system. So we needed to have an additional supervisor. So what I asked the council to do is allow me to promote a third lieutenant. And now what will happen is I'll have a lieutenant assigned to each of the two night shifts. And then the third lieutenant will work an administrative shift, which is Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, to cover the day shift officers and provide supervision for them. This will greatly increase our amount of supervision and will hopefully make things work better for the department.
And how is that search for a new lieutenant going?
It's going very well. We still have 3 names on our eligibility list from the last time when we promoted Lieutenant Derby. So we're looking at those 3 candidates right now. What I'm in the process of doing is setting up an interview panel of chiefs from other agencies to come in and interview the 3 finalists for the position, and then we'll make a promotion. Being Christmas time, it's hard to get those other chiefs, get them be available, so this might have to wait till after the first of the year.
Are these internal, external candidates?
Oh, they're all internal candidates. We're not adding any new positions to the police department. We're still going to have the same 14 sworn officers, just that one that is currently an officer will now become a lieutenant.
You kind of alluded to this, but if you could expand on it somewhat, the changes people will observe from the police department, what are the kinds of things that people are going to see every day and a difference is coming from the police department because of this?
They're probably not going to see much of a difference at all. The thing will be there'll be always be an officer and probably a lieutenant on duty, assuming no one's on vacation or taking time off. So there'll always be a lieutenant available. Whereas now, generally speaking, in the evening hours after 10 p.m., from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., there's no lieutenant on duty. Now we'll have a lieutenant on duty 24/5. You know, Monday through Friday, there'll always be a lieutenant or a chief on duty. And then on the weekends, the evening shifts will have lieutenants and the day shifts won't. So that's an improvement there. The other thing that's going to change is the hours we work. Currently, we have shift changes at 6 a.m., 2 p.m., and 10 p.m. Now we're going to change at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So an officer is going to be working a little bit longer every day. So the officer who starts something in the early morning will have a little bit of time in the late afternoon to try to finish up those investigations.
The officers are in general on board with this or excited about it?
They're very excited about it. This idea actually came from the officers to the administration. They requested that we consider this, and we agreed to take a look at it as a trial basis. But we didn't want to commit to it full-time in case it didn't work for us. So we've agreed to a 6-month trial. We'll evaluate it at the end of 6 months, and if it was successful, we'll continue with the program. Otherwise, we'll go back to the 8-hour shifts.
The officers actually brought this to the administration after doing some research. And what does that research show about 12-hour shifts?
Well, it shows a lot of things. Officer satisfaction, generally speaking, for officers going to 12-hour shifts is much greater. Again, you're looking at officers getting 7 days off in a 14-day period as versus 4 days off in the current schedule. So they're going to get more time off to themselves to do things with them, either with their families or whatnot. It also shows, one of the studies shows that overtime goes down a little bit. There are mixed studies right now about productivity. I've seen studies that show productivity going up, and I've seen productivity going down in other studies. So that's one of the things we're going to look at. And that's all the reasons we've done this on a trial basis. We're going to look at all these things as part of the evaluation process and decide if this was a good idea for Knoxville.
Thanks again to Chief Lasada. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.